Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time it is, wherever you're coming from, Cowboys Nation, you know the drill. I'm Zach White.
I'm Camber Michelle.
What is going on? Welcome to Star Boys Network. Hey, how is it going, Cam? How are we feeling?
We're feeling good. We're feeling good.
We're feeling good. It feels like we're 9-4. Is that just...
We have a defense that... Did any of us think was going to happen?
Bing bong. I don't know.
Yeah, bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Yes, we have a defense. My God. My God. And you know what? Washington, they wanted us. Washington football team, they wanted us. And there was a video today, and Coach Daniels comes out and he says, you know, the football team's talking about wanting us. My mom always told me to be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Because you might not like what you get. You might not like what you get. All the we want Dallas chants. Yeah.
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 Dallas week. They had Dallas week.
Oh, it's so sad, right? It's like a little pep rally. Like it's like it's high school for those poor poor people. Those poor football team fans. They're no name fans. I just But defense handles business. They handled the business. They went in there. The offense couldn't quite get it together, but the defense went in there and they took care of their business. And how good does it feel to finally say that we have an actual defense that we can rely on to not only help us win games, but to literally win us the damn game? Like, it's wonderful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Truly. Turnovers, we got them. Interceptions, got it. Sacks. You want sacks? We got sacks.
We got sacks. You want forced fumbles?
Yeah.
We got forced fumbles too. Oh, and we got an interception from a defensive lineman for the second week in a row.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's a great
life. It's a great life. It truly is. Like, you know, and we scored a defensive touchdown again, you know.
No big deal.
Second week in a row. Yeah. No big deal. Yeah. I don't know. So what is your main takeaways? Let's just break this down slowly but surely. What are your main takeaways from this game?
So I just want everyone to know that my divorce papers for LVE have been put back in the drawer. I'm putting them away. Because look what happens when that front line is doing their job. He got to do his job.
Yes.
It made all the difference in the world.
Yes.
You know? I mean, is this been our problem all along with LVE and maybe Neil, that they needed the front line to do their job?
As simple as that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Yeah. And you got guys like Gallimore who's making all that bit of a difference. Like, it's that big of a difference from what we had. And not to take away from some of the guys that filled in with Watkins and stuff, and there was some rotation. But man, Gallimore really came in and he pushed the pocket, and you know he's clearing lanes, and I mean
he was snatching souls.
Great, he was. he was. He was looking more Aaron Donald than Aaron Donald looks. He pushing pockets back to straight bull rush. A grown man is what he was.
I was thinking Aaron Donald, Vita Vea. I mean, just. Hitting that lights second
out.
Level.
Lights out.
It's gorgeous, fantastic. Man.
Tristan Hill. Yeah. I just this entire defense. Randy Gregory coming back and getting an instant impact play right off the gate, just with the tipped interception to himself, which was just an insanely athletic move and catch by him. My God. I'm so happy about this defensive line creating havoc and creating more room for the secondary, just giving them a little bit more space and a little bit, you know, that the time is shortened drastically so they don't have to stay with the guys longer. It just fixes everything. It truly does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it opened us up for even more of what Micah Parsons capable of.
Oh, Micah Parsons.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, now he's not – you've got Randy and you got Tank and Osa and Gallimore. I mean, Micah Parsons just gets to
Christ.
be – everything.
Right, he is. And I mean, he's getting compared to Lawrence Taylor left and right. You know, you got guys who say they don't even know who the hell to compare him to, you know, because he's just his own. I know Brian Broad is kind of, he's a little bit on the Urlacher kind of side of things and the way he looks, but just elite players. And I got him down at the bottom of the screen where we've been talking about, you know, we went from, you know, defensive rookie of the year, right? Then we moved now into the conversation of, is it possible that he could win defensive player of the year legitimately? I mean, we're 12 sacks, 75 tackles, 3 forced fumbles. I mean, I feel like the interception's going to come. I feel like these sacks are going to keep stacking up. The only guy that's I'm really ahead of him would be a one like a T.J. Watt or maybe
Miles
Garrett. Maybe I don't even think Miles Garrett anymore.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And the thing is he's got half of the pressure attempts that those guys do. He's played more linebackers, so it's. And he's still already has 12 sacks, two and a half away from breaking Javon Curse, the freak, breaking his 14 and a half sack record as a rookie. I mean, this feels really real. Again, this is all like, this is a guy who's he's a linebacker. Like, it feels like I can't believe that I'm watching it or saying it. But when he strip sacked Heinicke, I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. The crowd, our crowd, because we took over.
Went
insane. And it literally gave me just goosebumps on my skin. I could watch it a million times. But I say this all leading up into, could he actually be, this sounds crazy to say, could he actually be MVP? Could he be the MVP in this damn league?
Exactly.
My God.
I was about to ask.
MVP.
If he continues this on, does he enter that conversation?
He's got to. He's got to.
I would think he'd have to. I mean, think about who is leading the MVP conversation right now. You've got to compare how impactful someone is to a team.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like if we're being real with ourselves, and we've always known this, outside of, I'm trying to think of the last defense player, Charles Woodson maybe, it's a quarterback's award. Right, it's always been a quarterback's award, truly, and Tom Brady is having himself a good season, and that's maybe Aaron Rodgers is the only two names that come to mind. But the impact of Micah Parsons has been insane, and if these numbers keep climbing, I really do think he can get it. I really do.
I want to go back to a show we had months ago when we had to do a bold prediction, and your girl said someone was going to be the sack leader of this team.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We know, Cam. We know. All right? Yes. Yes. Yeah. That is correct. And you were correct. You're absolutely correct. It's not even close.
Right.
It's not even close. And now that Gregory's back and now that D-Law's back, that's just more opportunities for him because they're looking for him now. Where the hell is he going to come from? I don't know. How do you scheme around that? We don't know what side he's going to come from. He's a movable piece. He's not just your left defensive end, your right defensive end, not just your middle linebacker. They can move him wherever the hell they want. Wherever they want.
And that
they
speed.
Say
that speed. How do you plan for that speed?
Better pick it up.
You know?
Yeah. That's crazy. And that... The speed, it's everything to me. It's the speed. It's the bend. It's the moves. It's the power. Right. It's everything. Like, it's just, it's just a dominant force. It just feels unstoppable. Even when they stop him, like, I'm seeing pictures of him being held by, like, two linemen. They got him, like, in a double chokehold. And I'm like, Christ. Like, even when you're stopping him, you're not really stopping him. You're just slowing him down. No. Like, he's gonna get there. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I see some of those moves, and I go back to, you know, when we saw him, was it during training camp or was it right before with DeMarcus Ware?
Yeah.
And DeMarcus going through some of those moves, and I was like, this guy's a sponge, and he's just taking in everything, and he's learning all of this, and it's just, he's going to get better.
He's only going to get better. Isn't that crazy to say? That is crazy to say. That is insane to me. We're sitting here talking about Micah Parsons.
What is this guy's ceiling?
And I'm listen, everybody who's watching, I'm not trying to be like the ultimate fan guy here. But if you can't get excited about this, I don't know what to tell you. You're not a damn Cowboys fan. I can tell you that much. No. You're not a Cowboys fan.
No. You're not a football fan.
You're not a football fan. Exactly.
You can't get excited.
I don't give a damn if it's your team or not. Like, this is this kid is the real deal, man. And he's just week in, week out, and he's growing. And again, he's a rookie. I feel like we're just scratching the surface. And each week that we talk about this, he's got a different quote, like, you know, basically letting you know, like, this is just the beginning. You know,
You know, the only thing that scares me, I mean, I absolutely love the fact that we have him for five seasons. That contract, when it comes contract time.
I don't care.
All
the money. You better figure it. It's going to be expensive. But thank God we don't have to worry about that for a while.
We don't have to for a while.
Yes. But we got to talk about the other side of the ball, though, too, right?
Yeah.
Just the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got to talk about the ugly, too. And there's some things that are going on over there. It's not, I mean, again, like we talked about, the defense has been holding their own, winning us these games. Really, our offense has been doing everything to lose them lately. Right. And if we're being honest with ourselves, Dak has not really been the same. Let me kind of pause that. Dak and this offense have not really been the same since coming back from bye week, right? It starts to make you question. Is this a mental thing? And we're going to hone in on Dak. We're going to talk about Dak specifically because we can talk about all the other problems and we are. But let's hone in on Dak, and let's please the people who are, you know, he's not worth the Charmin Ultra that he wipes his butt with. What all that, you know, he doesn't have enough. We paid too much money for him. Yeah, no, we're not gonna please you people, right? But we are gonna talk about what's causing this to happen and what we can do to fix it. So you can say that it could be a mental thing or a physical thing. We talked about, you know, the shoulder injury coming into the season, and then of course the calf strain. And really, he hasn't looked the same since the calf strain. To you, is this a mental thing with Dak, or does it feel like a little bit of a physical thing as well?
It's both. It's absolutely both. Right. 100%. You know, because you'll see on one play, he's checking down. You're seeing a receiver open and he's not doing it. And then at the same time, you know, you see that he's getting that pressure, you know, because, and we'll talk about him in a little bit, but McGovern is allowing that quarterback pressure to come on him. And you see mentally that he starts breaking down with that. There are so many times that year before Dak would have ran that ball.
Right.
And you're not seeing him take that risk and make that run. And is that him in his mind not wanting to run? Is the front office telling him not to take these risks? Yeah. You know, there's so many variables. It's not one thing. It's a culmination of a lot. And we need it to change.
I completely agree. And I do think it's a little bit of both. I'm not going to sit here and say like the soreness is necessarily still there or anything, but I think it's the mental aspect of it that's causing some of the physical miscues, if you will. Setting his feet properly, feeling like he has enough time in the pocket. It's feeling like he doesn't have to make a rash decision. Going through his progressions and his reads properly, there was some issues on that as well. And I was here listening to 105.3 and G-Bag Nation, and you know the guys brought us, and of course Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh was talking about how he's looking at the wrong reads on some of these plays. He goes to his check down first. That was his first look, right? So just some mental errors, some miscues there, and.
Part of a trust issue with the front line, too. Because, I mean, who are you trusting besides Martin?
That's exactly part
Honestly.
Of it. Yeah, that's you exactly know? Part of it. I think there's some trust issues with the offensive line, feeling like he needs to get rid of the ball as quickly as possible. I also feel like, and big shout out and kudos to Brian Baldinger. He's been doing, you know, recaps and stuff. He's been doing, of course, a lot of Micah Parsons tape and stuff, and he did some on Dak. And of course, our guy Skywalker Steele. He came out with the first one that I saw. Wow. You really start to kind of see all the interworkings, all the things that are going around Dak. So we're not just putting this on one person, right? On offensively. Right. Like, right. You can. And is he part of the problem? Absolutely. You got to give, right, like, credit where it's due, or discredit, I guess you could say. But the communication, one of the bigger things that was seen on tape was the miscommunication that Dak is having with the receivers. And it could, you don't really know quite which way it is. It definitely looks like it's more, from watching the tape, it looks like it's more on the receivers than it is Dak. But these guys, they really like to have played with each other as long as they have, to have that chemistry, they really need to get it back together. They need to find that chemistry, find out what's going on, where the miscommunication is, and break it down. And supposedly
They lost the rhythm.
That's another part of it too. I mean, we talk about tempo and rhythm. That's a big key aspect. And again, you know, for everybody putting it all on Dak. I mean, God, Jesus. I mean, we could go through the league this year and talk about the quarterbacks who have really kind of struggled. These quarterbacks that we thought were going to come in and be league MVPs, like a Mahomes or a Josh Allen. These guys have really kind of struggled, right? Like Mahomes it took them like half a season to really kind of get their offense together and figure it out. And they're still not even quite all the way there. So some of these things take time. It's mental reps. Some of these defenses can start to figure you out and kind of game plan around you better. Obviously, another thing is we can't get the run game going.
Right.
You can't get the run game going. I mean, they know what you're going to do, right? I mean, you might try to pound it up the middle, I guess.
Is he missing Jarwin?
That's another part of it, right?
And because there's times that you know that it's Schultz misses and that Jarwin would have been there. And we all love Schultz, but that his blocking.
It's a huge part of, his game.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's another.
Yeah. And again, you watch the film. You can watch the film all day. It's light boxes. They're not worried about their run right now. It's ultralight, and they're just preparing for the throw. So, and then you've got drop passes too. CeeDee Lamb drops his green pass. Michael Gallup dropped a pretty deep pass. I mean, my goodness. There was another play where Coop was open for basically, or could have been open for a touchdown, but he ran the wrong route. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy that we're it's a cohesive unit, right? And everybody's got to be clicking on all cylinders. Now, while I say that, you know, Dak has missed some throws as well, and that's been part of his problem as well. Yes, but it feels like it's a lot of trust issues.
Right.
Can I trust my offensive line? Can I trust my receivers? You know, why are we not all clicking? Why are we not on the same page? Can I trust my running game? I mean, can I trust my offensive coordinator at this point in time? You know, just some of that. Like, I'm not that concerned. I would say I'm definitely not worried. Definitely with this game, there was concern with almost giving it up, giving up the win to them. But I just feel like this offense is really going to come back. And I feel like if there's any game for them to come back in, it's going to be against the New York Giants. Just because everything that is going on over there right now... Let's go ahead and dive into that. What is going on with this injury report for us, for them? Things are getting crazy over there.
I feel like we should have circus music playing in the background right now.
I'm going to add this later. Yeah, we're going to bring this
right
in.
Right.
Yes.
So for the injury report, this is probably one of the best ones that I could actually give. And I mean, it's not Tyron Smith. He's out. It's the ankle. It was another one of our players that stepped on him, which could go back to the whole what's going on with the O-line, that they're in such different directions that we're stepping on each other. So Tyron Smith is out. Tony Pollard was supposed to practice today. Today was a very light practice, was planned light practice. Tony was supposed to, and he did not. So we'll see what's going on with that. I'm actually suffering from the same thing that he has right now. And a lot of rest is one of the best things besides trying to strengthen it. So, that's besides that, and Cedric Wilson now being on the COVID list, that is our injury report.
That's good. Let me prove it. It's good that those are the only names on the injury report, and especially with everything that happened with Washington and they started getting all their COVID players out. But I have to go back to this with, and I hate it because it's just been this ongoing thing, but with Tyron Smith out, I mean, what are we doing there? I mean, from everything I'm hearing is we're going to, you know, put Terrence Steele on that side. Lyle Collins is, as of now, this is definitely subject to change within this league because it has before. But as of now, Lyle Collins is not going to be suspended. He will be fined for defending Dak Prescott on the sideline and throwing that punch. But,
Zeke running in there too.
And I was so proud of that. You know what? At the time, I was like, you know what? I ain't even mad. I'm not even mad. Right. And I hate to see him go, and I don't want to see his because we need him really bad. But that's my quarterback. Protect your quarterback at all costs. I don't give a damn.
Such a difference from Andy Dalton.
Yes.
A year ago,
yes.
Kind of standing there like, yes. Oh, no. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That is the fire and love. Yeah, that's the fire and passion that you want to see from your team, right? Offensively. Right. And I thought they were going to get it together after that. I really did. I was like, oh, okay, now this team's got some fire going. We're defending our quarterback. We're gonna come back. We're gonna be good. And they never quite got there. But so now we're talking about Terrence Steele back at that left tackle position, and we just got through talking about Dak Prescott trust issues with everything that's going on with his offensive line, and we talked about Connor McGovern. We didn't even quite really go over him, but his tape was terrible too in Washington.
It's horrible.
It has been bad these last few games. I mean,
it has.
At this point in time,
I'm saying put Williams back. I will take the pen. We were winning with the penalties.
Yes,
we were winning with Connor Williams in that position and the penalties. And Dak was fine during that time, so let's go back to it. They have to.
We were surviving. We were surviving with the penalties. Right. We were still winning. We still had a hell of a running game. But you know what? The project is over. I understand what they're doing. They're trying to see what they have next year when Connor Williams will most likely not return because we won't be able to afford him nor want to necessarily keep him. So they're trying to see what they have, you know, back in the little bag there. But no, now is not the time. We can't keep doing this. We can't. The gelling of the offensive line is too important. It's shaking your quarterback. I mean, my God, we got to get that part together, especially, again, if you got freaking, you know, Terrence Steele on the other side there now. So that is concerning to me. I will say that. I am a little bit concerned with Tyron Smith not being there. I am, again, a little bit concerned with potentially not having Tony Pollard back and how it affects this run game. But honestly, I don't know if it could get going even if he was back because of what's going on with the offensive line. But the thing that makes
me... The good news is the Giants have got issues.
Yes. And here's the good news. This is why I'm not as concerned as I probably should be.
Yeah. In this game, we should probably not be very concerned at all. You know, Austin Johnson has a foot problems and did not practice. Leonard Williams, the guy's a beast. He's a monster, and he's got a tricep issue, and he was limited. And that's pretty much on their line right now of their issues.
Right.
But they've got more problems. You know, Adoree Jackson, who is easily one of their best defenders. He's did not practice because of a quad. And then we can go to the other side of the ball. Daniel Jones has a neck, and he's limited. And per Jeremy Fowler this morning that covers them, says it's more than likely going to be Mike Glennon starting.
Bing bong. So,
bing bong. Yeah. Saquon. I mean, Saquon's pretty much on that permanent, he's injured list.
Yeah.
And he didn't practice because of an ankle. Their left tackle, Thomas, is limited because of an ankle. And
then
their left guard, Friedenson, ankle, did not practice. And we haven't even touched their COVID list.
That's great.
The last I saw, I think it's like 9 on their COVID list. And it's some serious names, like Kadarius Toney.
Yep. And that's the one I wanted to hear. That's the one I needed and wanted to hear. Kadarius Toney's not in. That was probably one of the bigger worries that I had about them on offense. Outside of that, I didn't really have. Well, I mean, a little bit of Saquon Barkley, maybe.
And their kicker's sick right now, too. So they've got Glennon throwing to Shepard and Galladay. In their hopes, and even if they can get down there, their kicker's sick, and we don't even know if he's going to play. So,
little Giants, big trouble.
Yeah,
that's
poor. They've got some issues.
Yeah, so I don't even know if we should even talk about this other portion of every game. You know what? No, we're not doing this again. We do this every time. Any given Sunday, you never know. You expect to go in there and you're playing a freaking NFL caliber football team. There are NFL players on that team. You prepare for them like they are the damn Super Bowl champs. I don't give a damn. You go in there, you take care of business. That is what you're supposed to do. Right. So, yes. Right. Very happy to hear that injury report.
Right.
But, you know, our guys need to walk in there, and this is not the Denver Broncos, right? This is not the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, let's not lose our damn mindset on this game and come out and embarrass ourselves. Let's show up every week, man. And I hope they learn their lessons from those games and are a little bit more prepared, because
and I think they need to keep in their mind, we win this game and either Washington loses or the Niners lose, we clinch at least a wild card with this game. So business gets done this weekend to assure that we are seeing postseason.
Yes.
So
that's it. And I mean,
no mercy. No mercy.
No mercy.
Cowboys by 60.
Yes. Yes. Focus on the task at hand, man. Where we can't do anything else. All those other games, we're in control of none of that. Just focus on the game that you can win and win it big and get this damn offense firing on all cylinders and back together, man. That's where I'm really at. Just get everything taken care of. Take care of business. But offensive matchups for us, God, I feel like, again, we should be able to take care of this stuff, man. I mean, Leonard Williams is one of the bigger names on that list.
Right. McKinney, one of their linebackers, he's COVID list. So,
okay, he's Xavier McKinney, the safety / linebacker, but he
oh no, wait, well, they have two McKinneys.
Okay, right. I'm talking about Xavier McKinney. Xavier McKinney, is he okay?
I'm showing
he's my
out.
Biggest
I'm
concern.
He's out. No, I'm showing he's out.
Really?
Yes, and I would have to double check if his is definitely. I think his is COVID, and he's out because he wasn't on their injury report per se, but he must be on their COVID list. And him being marked out already, I would guess. He's not vaccinated then?
If he's out, that, oh my God, I just don't even know. Do we have anything to talk about?
With is him and Adoree Jackson injured? The secondary's up to Logan Ryan.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I mean, Well, I won't take anything away from Logan Ryan. Logan Ryan's a pretty good player, but.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. I was saying this about, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, and I was saying this about some of the guys. Now, obviously, it wasn't this drastic, right? But with Washington, I'm sitting here saying some of the same things, right? Like, the cornerbacks are okay. You know, I'm not that concerned about them. I'm not that concerned about their defense, other than, you know, Allen there in the middle and Payne in the middle. Those were only two concerns, and they did cause some definitely quite a bit of stir just on our offensive line, and that was part of McGovern's problem. But I wasn't that concerned, and they really did. They pretty much shut down our passing game. They shut down our rushing game. So, again, I you know, I'm not going to take anything away from these guys, but still, yeah.
Right.
I guess we're talking about, like, star, bigger matchups. I mean, I guess, who would you say right now for them defensively that you would be concerned about? I guess Logan Ryan, really. I mean,
Logan
I guess
Ryan.
That's it.
Logan Ryan. I mean, I'm looking at the depth chart.
They have some decent, you know, linebackers.
Right. And, but, wait. I can't remember if Tay Crowder was one of them. I really apologize for not having their entire COVID list, but you know when 77 plus players have been put on the COVID
this
list
has been insane.
In the last two
it's
days.
Been insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been hard to just track everyone.
And fingers crossed for us, too, just because we play the Washington football team and they got a lot of guys on COVID now. So far, feels like we're in the clear, and hopefully that stays in that direction. But
And seven
that whole
teams
thing around
have
the league
gone
has been
in,
insane.
Oh, yeah. Seven teams have gone into the intensive, hardcore COVID protocol right now.
Bubble boy.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, again, like we talked about, like this would be a really good game to establish our offense again, get our run game going again. Maybe, hopefully, I hear Zeke is going to be wearing a knee brace this game.
Really?
Okay. That concerns me, man. That does. It concerns me. When you're talking about, he's like, and he says he hasn't worn a knee brace since like high school. So, what are we doing right now? Like, you know, especially a game like this, you know, we want to win, but my God, I mean, if I understand where he's at and he's wanting to play, and but it's not there. And again, some of that is offensive line as well, definitely. And he made some pushes towards the end of the game to kind of shut it out, but it's just, man, I would rather have him healthy. And the you know towards the very end of the season with these last remaining games into the playoffs, then like just double down on like putting him out there right now, you know. And I know we don't have
and
a
I
lot
wonder
of other
if we're
options.
Gonna see I wonder if we're going to see CD back there.
Put CD in.
You know,
averaging 9 yards a carry.
Put the ball in Parsons' hands and see what he can do.
You know what.
Come on.
You know what? I'm really, truly not opposed to this at all. I had some, like, you know what? I was like, do we really want to take the chance of hurting, you know, our potential MVP or defensive player of the year and put him in that situation where he's going to get hit? Not really. But it'll be exciting. Just give us one or two plays. Let's just see what he can do. What he can do. Give him a fun gadget play. Throw him out there. I mean, J.J. Watt caught a damn touchdown at one point in time in his career.
Exactly.
Throw Micah Parsons out there. This man's got 4.3 speed. J.J. Watt ain't got shit on that, okay? So let this man...
You know,
yeah, let him do something special. He's talking about how he... Matter of fact, he was talking about how he, on the sideline... the sideline thing where they with the voices or whatever the sideline voices.
He
was talking about how he beat CeeDee Lamb. In a race. Like that's crazy. Yeah. That's right. Insane. This is a linebacker. Yeah. Give him the damn ball. Let us see what he can do. My God.
I'm telling you. I mean, they're letting Trayvon on kick returns. So, you know.
This feels like the closest thing to Waterboy that I've ever could have seen or imagined. Like, this is going to be... I swear to God, they're going to make a movie about this guy. Like, it's just... That's what it feels like. He's a weapon. I don't care where you got it. He's going to get the ball. He's going to take the ball.
Get ball, C ball.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Well,
I'm telling you.
Let's go ahead and lean up to that side. Oh, my God. Defensively. Defensive matchups for us. Wowzers. You really, if Andrew Thomas is out, oh, my God. Yeah.
Andrew Thomas was limited because of his ankle. Let's start with Daniel Jones. It's Danny Dimes. So there was only certain level concern.
Yeah.
But now it's Mike Glennon. So, and then Devontae Booker is their backup running back in this situation.
Devontae Booker is not terrible. I mean,
he's not, but.
Yeah.
You know, but let's go back to that, our defensive line, what they're doing, and that's allowing the linebackers to do what they're doing.
It's going to be bloodbath.
I mean, do you have Trayvon on Galladay?
Could Mike Glennon throw into him?
You know.
What number are we at? Where are we even at right now? What number are we at for Diggs? I lost count. What are we at?
Nine or ten.
Somewhere. I want to say ten.
Yeah.
I feel like it's ten. Maybe it's nine.
Yeah, because either way, Kadarius out. With Kadarius out, you know, so they got Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, and Galladay.
I mean, Christ.
Curse is going to have him some fun.
Oh, he's going to have a lot of fun. I love Curse.
I do too. Jerry Jones, sign the man right now. He's another one I was so wrong about. When we signed him, I was like, we're really signing this special teams guy?
Yeah.
Special teams guy?
No.
I mean, his uncle was famous. Good, you know.
The rookie sack record holder, right, Javon Kurse, right, that Mike is trying to beat. So,
right.
Yeah.
But just pay the man, Jerry. Please pay the man now.
Pay the man. My God.
Don't let him hit the free market. Do not let the man
sitting there on
the
sideline saying, "We want Dallas," talking to their fans. I love that. God, right. This guy. Right. I'm so excited about this defense. Really, I truly am. And this is a gimme game. And this is a stat. This is a stat racker-upper, whatever you want to call it. If you want to come in here and you want to just make sure you bet on the Cowboys defense this week. I mean, Jesus Christ.
We will cover the spread this week.
I promise you that. There will be sacks. There will be interceptions. There will be forced fumbles. There will be all of those things. I really wish I had them on my fantasy football team. Jesus, man. Again, if Andrew Thomas is out, God, I mean, just whatever. Whoever you want over there. It's just going to be, it's going to be, and Bretson, if he doesn't play either, I don't know. Oh, my God. I mean, you got Will Hernandez out there.
And Nate Solder.
They're formidable.
Their center, Billy Price, is bad. He's bad. He's really bad.
You can
go right over the top of him.
Yeah. So we're saying Osa and Gallimore are going to be in there just wreaking havoc. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
Billy's going to have. I think Billy's going to have a bad day.
Yeah. Some twist stunts on old Billy. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? But hey, that's cool. That's great for us. Micah, go ahead. Get you. Matter of fact, go ahead and take the record this game. Let's go ahead. Let's just quit playing. Just move back up in that MVP, all the way to the top of the MVP conversation. Get you three damn sacks this game. Take over. Oh, my God. You know, go ahead and give one to Randy Gregory and D-Law. And I'm sure, you know, go ahead and give Curse a pick, too. You know, we're just handing out.
We're going to be like Oprah.
Yeah. You get a pick. You get a fumble. you get a touchdown. Everybody gets something, right? Let's keep
Christmas.
It fair. It's Christmas.
Everybody's on the list.
Merry Christmas, Mike Glennon, just handing gifts away. Oh my God, I love this.
Santa Glennon.
I love this. You know what? And this is a weird place. I've always been an offensive guy. I'm an offensive person. it's the excitement of it and, you know, the hype. And I'm a receiver. I used to be a receiver. And I'm a receivers guy. It's just what I love. I've never been more excited about a team defensively. And I will tell you, it is a completely different type of excitement. Like, I can't imagine being a fan of, like the Ravens, like back in, you know, when you had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and like how good that felt and like how amazing that feeling was. And I'm not saying that we are that, but I'm saying, I'm just saying, this is exciting. My God, there's just a lot to be excited about. It's a different type of excitement, man. I want to see them on the field.
Right. You know, one thing we need to look at is, so when is the last time that you can remember, and Aisha and I are actually trying to get the data on this, that a team went from dead last in defense to, I'm going to say we're a top five defense currently, right now, at this moment in time in the NFL.
Got to be.
Who has made that kind of a jump? And I keep kind of going back to the 2011 Seahawks to the 2012 Seahawks. Man. Guess what, man? Was involved in both of those. Damn. One Mr. Dan Quinn.
You know what? You know, he goes back to defensive coordinator, you know? I mean, head coach is a little bit different story. He's back where he belongs, and he is scheming. He is a mastermind with the pieces that he put together. And it truly was just like a perfect fit puzzle. I mean, you already had some pieces, and then they grabbed more pieces in the draft who have complemented and fit perfectly, and free agents. They just fit perfectly with this team. Everybody has a little bit of a different feel to this game. I've seen guys like KZ show out. I've seen guys like Neal show out.
Malik Hooker had a great game this last game. Yeah.
LVE, as we talked about, had a bounce back game too. And some of these guys, just like Watkins, Jordan Lewis was thumping his ass off this game too. He was laying the wood, man. He was hitting hard.
Right.
I mean, my God. I really hope.
And you know,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, one thing I kind of go back to when Parsons was drafted, it was that a Will McClay thing, or was that Dan Quinn seeing what Micah had? Because none of us saw tape as Micah being an edge rusher, it wasn't there.
No.
You know, and missing that whole last year. I mean, is Dan Quinn, I think he's got this talent to see things in players that us, as the average Joe, are not seeing.
I mean, the only time that I truly was able to see it was his last game. His last game, and that happened to be his bowl game, that happened to be at AT&T Stadium. That was the only, I mean, real proof that we had that he could be like a damn good passer. And he had an insane game that game, but there just wasn't enough. We didn't have enough data, enough to see, like to look into the crystal ball. And kudos to them. Kudos to the scouting team and everybody on it and everybody involved with Dan Quinn and Will McClay and getting the guy that they wanted, because, and thank God, that it worked in our favor, because they had the know-how to realize, like, we probably would have went cornerback, legitimately. We probably would have went Horvath or Surtain, and they got swiped before us. And this is the one time I can say in my life that I am more happy with the product that we have now and the person that we have. And I fell in love with Surtain. I'll say that right out there. Oh, yeah. I fell in love with Surtain. This guy, I mean, damn, he's got my heart, man. He does. And the moment he came in and said, I watched the video where he's talking to Horn, and Horn said, you know, I need Dallas to come get me. And he said, man, you can't even cover me. Don't you worry about Dallas. Because he wanted to go to Dallas really bad. And knowing that he grew up, and actually the first time I ever remember hearing about Micah Parsons, and I wasn't even quite all the way into the draft, was his game, his bowl game, and saying that he wanted to end where he start where he ended in blue and white, and he was had a picture of him at AT&T Stadium. So that's before I knew he was even a Cowboys fan. And then just to, you know, he's the excitement of draft day when he gets drafted by us. It feels like he truly, like, feels like he owes us something. Like, he wants to come out and really show us, you know what I mean, and show the world. That's, God dang, that's an amazing feeling, man. I love
You know who else we owe a huge thank you to? We owe two places a huge thank you to. And I would like to thank the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wonderful. Thank you.
For making the draft picks that they did. And we ended up with an extra draft pick out of it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. It did. It worked out perfect. It couldn't work out better. It couldn't work. I didn't even who did the Giants? Who did the Giants draft? I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm
from. Yeah.
Devonta Smith. Yeah. Devonta Smith, right? Is the Eagles got. Yeah. We know that.
Right. Was it one of their linemen?
I don't even remember. It was a line. It was a linebacker.
Was a linebacker? Okay, sure.
Does that sound right? Does that sound right?
Sure. Sure.
You're gonna have to look this up, like right now. Like I need to, like, God, we can't exit the show like this. We can't.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's find out.
I'm pretty sure it was a linebacker. I feel like it was a linebacker because God, this is sad that we can't remember.
No, they took Kadarius.
Oh, that was the Kadarius. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, not a bad pick. Okay, that's okay. I thought for some reason I thought they got him in the second round. No,
I was feeling like it was a line. Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason I feel
they took Aziz
Ojulari. Ojulari. Yes.
He was in their second round. So that's where I had it backwards.
He's a good
player.
He's a good player.
I mean, so they both took wide receivers without having legitimate quarterbacks to throw to them. So good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them. Better for us. All right, Cowboys Nation. Let's wrap this thing up. New York this Sunday. Oh, man. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. I can't wait. I can't wait. Sexy burger. Yeah. Cam called it. Remember that.
I'm doing it.
Sexy burger. You're going all the way in.
Sexy.
Let's do it.
I am.
Let's do it.
I, you know, I'm not even sure they're going to score a touchdown.
Wow. Oh, man.
I'm going that hard on it. The way our defense is playing and knowing what they've got.
Wait a minute. Glennon will probably throw a touchdown. It'll just be in the opposite direction.
There you go.
There it is. There it is. Okay.
We'll take that.
All right, Cowboys Nation. Until we meet again, swing over to StarBoysNetwork.com. Check out everything that we got going on over there. As always, great podcast, 4D with Jay Massey and Dan Rupert. And, of course, we have some amazing writers as well for the Star Boys Report with Mario Herrera Jr., and Matthew J. Lennox. So make sure to, as always, go over there, stay tuned in, everything we got going on, and we will see you guys next week.